Today, TikTok rolls out new tools for live stream e-commerce. Twitter starts testing a product shelf. How to claim your business in Apple Maps. And you're not going to believe how much money Google is making from its ads business now. It's Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. Happy Indigenous Day, Chile. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in digital marketing. And we start with what may be a bug in Facebook's Ads Manager. I've seen a number of reports today saying that some campaigns are getting an error message saying that your page engagement custom audiences will be deleted because the source page was deleted. What's particularly scary about this bug is that in their audiences list, people are reporting that the statuses all read, warning, deleting in 35 days. As far as anyone can tell, this is just a bug, since the people who report this also say, nope, they didn't delete any of the source pages. I couldn't find any statement from Facebook on this, but yes, quite likely a bug. Just a reminder, though, if an audience hasn't been used in any active ad set for more than 2 years, that audience will begin to expire. If you still don't use it after that warning, 90 days later, Facebook will delete that audience. TikTok really, really wants your brand to live stream. Yesterday, announcing a pile of new features, certainly aimed at the e-commerce side of live streaming. Here are the features. First, you will be able to schedule your brand's live streams in advance. They're calling these TikTok events. A nice touch, TikTok live streams can now be viewed picture in picture on mobile devices, so you can keep watching while you surf Tinder or whatever. A new feature called Live Together lets two users broadcast live on the same stream. This might be really good if you've got a guest expert or an influencer on board for a campaign. Soon they'll have a discovery section with topics like chat, gaming, fashion, and so on for people to poke around and find interesting live content. And TikTok is more widely rolling out the live moderators ability, so you can have a staff person double-checking comments as they come in. There's also now keyword filters, so you can add up to 200 terms that TikTok will filter out of the chat. Trust me on this, put the word cryptocurrency in that feature. And finally, if someone types in something that TikTok thinks might be harmful or abusive, it'll prompt the user to think twice before posting. This morning, Twitter began testing a new shop module that sits front and center on a Twitter profile. The test is only happening in the US for now. Quoting TechCrunch, it offers brands, businesses, and other retailers the ability to showcase their products to Twitter users directly on the business's profile. Users will then be able to scroll through a carousel of product images in the module and tap through on the product they're interested in purchasing. This opens up the business's website inside the Twitter app itself, where the customer can learn more about the product in question and opt to make a purchase, unquote. This is all part of Twitter's plans, of course, to create different types of accounts. Right now, there's only one type, but soon there'll be personal, business, and creator accounts, just like Instagram or TikTok. This will only be available to the latter two profile types for now, which very few accounts even have yet. No, you cannot apply to be in the pilot. It's only about a dozen brands they're working with right now, but it's a good glimpse into the kind of evolution Twitter is trying to achieve in the digital marketing space. Some other things they're testing: a new e-commerce feature for tweets that lets businesses link to product pages, like on a Shopify store. By the way, if this sounds familiar, that's because Twitter actually tried something a few years ago before shutting it all down, something quite similar. In 2017, they phased out their buy button, citing a lack of traction with business partners. Clearly, with other platforms investing heavily in e-commerce now, Twitter figures they should be at least in there a little bit.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
So you've got your Google My Business stuff all together. You've claimed your business, input your hours, and all that stuff. But have you done that over on Apple Maps as well? Many businesses haven't, and Apple hopes its relaunch of those tools will change that. They used to call it Apple Maps Connect, but they've rebranded that to Apple Business Register. You can access it at register.apple.com/places on map. If you haven't yet claimed your business there, of course you should do that. Some people are reporting they have to reclaim their business, even though they did it a few years back. Looks like it's a manual review process that could take about a week. Some quarterly financials are out, and Google had some huge news there. Revenue from Google Ads was up 69% year over year. That got them to $50 billion in revenue. To put that in perspective, Google's total corporate revenue was $62 billion. So Google Ads are still by far the primary driver. Here's another way to look at how big a jump that was. Here are the numbers from the last few years of Q2s, starting with 2017. You ready? Try to picture this in your head on like a chart. $26 billion, $32 billion, $38 billion in 2019, $38 billion again in 2020, and this quarter, $62 billion. Microsoft also did very well, a 53% year-over-year for the entire company. The ads part of that was up 46%. Meanwhile, LinkedIn said it had another quarter of record engagement and also surpassed $10 billion in annual revenue for the first time. Since buying the platform in 2017, Microsoft has added a bunch of new ad tools, especially around video content. They say their users are 20 times more likely to share a video than any other type of post. One slight problem with their numbers, unlike other platforms which report daily active users, or in Twitter's case, monetizable daily active users, LinkedIn only provides a top-line number on total number of members. That's not a great metric, considering most of those members likely don't log in every day. This Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific, that's 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. London time, another listener Zoom. These are free for everyone to attend. It will likely just be a happy hour of all of us chatting, so come with your own issues, complaints, questions. We'll all solve them together. Mark it in your calendar this Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. London time. The Zoom link to join us is b.link/listenerzoom, and that link is in the episode description as well. I just checked today. We have almost 500 digital marketers just like you in our Slack community. Inside, you are going to find exclusive deep dive episodes. Jobs get posted there. People use it to get advice. In fact, our lead story today came from someone who posted something in our Slack community. It's free to join. So just tap the link in this episode's notes or go to todayindigital.com/Slack.
Make it rain like rain, man. That is the Black Time Cruise. And I add like his brother. Ooh. Hot water burn, baby, but I'm good with numbers. Yeah. And when I'm car counting, all alarms are sounding. I get your heart pounding and the people start shouting.
Because in the future, your supermarket won't have a checkout like this where the girl has to punch up every item and its cost. In future, that will all be done by laser.
I roll like dice, I rock all night. And every time I bet my whole life.
American City is Las Vegas. Everything's tasteless. Everybody's shameless. She never asked for names and she can't remember faces.